Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Who never ceases to surprise me. Anywho, this weekend we were out and about looking for a new stove. We need a new stove. And I wanted to go to one of the big box stores, but Larry wanted to go to this smaller store, you know, buy local, buy small, which is fine.
That's right. Support local businesses.
It's fine. It's fine.
My motto.
So as we're driving there, Larry is bragging to me about how he's going to haggle with the salesperson to get a better deal.
And that well, that's right. Retail's for suckers, man.
Yeah.
I could do it. I can haggle. I could score a deal.
Right. And, you know, I was a little concerned because, you know, Larry's haggling skills aren't exactly, you know, I don't know.
Oh, come on. What's your evidence that I'm not a good haggler?
Okay, so when we went to go get a new car at the dealership.
Oh,
okay,
boy, here we go.
Larry was bragging, I could haggle this. I'm going to get a good price, blah, blah, blah. He wound up paying more.
Okay, all right.
Because they said they threw in a year of car washes.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they knew how I was about keeping the car clean or whatever, you know, and I wanted to get the price down or whatever, and they wanted me to pay the price. And, you know, I figured after an hour or two of haggling, I figured, well, I was getting a car at what I thought was a fair price, and I was walking out of there with all the free car washes.
It's not even detailing, Larry. It's going through their automatic car wash.
I didn't know that. They made it sound good, and the thing they give you to read, I didn't have my glasses, and it's like that 700-word small print stuff.
Very, very small.
You know?
So, anyway, I wasn't exactly expecting the best. I'm a positive person. Truly, I am. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of faith that Larry could do this. And, frankly, I didn't want him to embarrass himself, you know? And so we go in and, you know, I found the stove that I wanted. I thought it was a perfectly good price. $749 for a gas stove. Simple. I don't need all the jazz.
Robbery.
I don't need the jazz. Anywho, he calls the salesperson over and... Did you learn this stuff from your father?
What did I do? I haggled.
Oh, yeah. He haggled, all right. And, you know, the salesperson, he was getting exasperated because Larry was like, I'll give you $500. Really, Larry? For a $700-some stove.
Gotta wear them down. Gotta start low.
That was too low. So now this was going on and on and on. Finally, I had to go to the bathroom. I had to use their bathroom in the back room, which I didn't care for, Larry. You know, going back. It was dark back there.
And well, we wanted to save money, didn't we?
Pretty sure I walked through a spider web. Right. I come out, and Larry has the guy, and he's signing a paper. So I thought, oh, you know, things worked out. Well, we find out, Larry, once again, you paid more for the damn thing.
Yeah, well.
How is that even possible? You know, I leave for 2 seconds.
You really wanted the stove, right? And I don't know. He got upset, said I was lowballing him and everything like that. So I figured I'd just make nice. And it was supposed to be back to the original price. I said, okay, whatever. And then I guess they stuck a few things in there. You wanted the warranty, didn't you?
The stainless steel polish for like $24 that I could get somewhere else.
Oh,
for six.
You'll be happy when that baby's shining.
Oh, boy. So anyway, you know, when we left, I simply said to Larry that I think, you know, maybe he should just hang up his haggling
hang
skills.
Hang up my haggling days?
Yeah.
Stop haggling?
Yeah, yeah. Thank God, you know, we have other appliances that are in good condition and, you know, the new car. So we're good for a while. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life.
Where do you get a load of me at the flea market? Bye.
Bye.